Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninim Hangsing. Around 40% of the natural gas pipeline work in Nagaland is expected to be completed by December 2025. The overall completion timeline for the project has been revised to March 2027, according to Indradhanush Gas Grid Limited, IGGL. This was informed yesterday during a site inspection led by Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem, along with officials from IGGL, NHIDCL, the Department of Geology and Mining, and project contractors, covering sections of the NEG Dimapur to Imphal pipeline project in Kohima district. Deputy Commissioner Buchem expressed concern over slow progress and limited manpower deployment. He directed that the pipeline be laid on the hillside of the National Highway right-of-way, citing unstable geological conditions and concerns from nearby villages. Contractors assured faster deployment and committed to completing reroute demarcation by October 31, 2025. IGGL officials briefed on ongoing technical procedures, including pipe stringing, welding, copper slag blasting and coating, warning mesh installation, cathodic protection and trenching. The Northeast Gas Grid Project is part of the Hydrocarbon Vision 2030 for Northeast India that aim to enhance energy infrastructure and connectivity across the region. Chakroma Public Organization, CPO, has directed all villages under its jurisdiction to extend full cooperation to the Nagaland Police Department in implementing the newly launched mobile applications for tenant and hotel registrations. In a statement, the CPO emphasized that all house owners renting out premises as well as hotels, guest houses, resorts, homestays and bed and breakfast establishments must register and submit details of their tenants or guests through the designated app. The CPO believes that this initiative will lead to several positive outcomes, including enhanced security and monitoring for both landowners and tenants and improved coordination with the police department, particularly for ILP compliance and maintaining law and order. The organization urged all its constituent villages, landowners, tenants, hotel owners and concerned stakeholders to take the directive seriously and ensure timely registration. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has empowered India's youth through the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana.
11 years ago, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge of the country, he envisioned the empowerment of millions of youth in the country. To achieve this mission, the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana was launched on 15 July 2015. Speaking about his vision, the Prime Minister said,
"Lambe samay tak sarkaron mein skill development ko lekar na waisi gambhirta thi aur na hi waisi durdrishti. Iska bahut bada nuksan hamare naujawanon ko uthana pada. इंडस्ट्री में डिमांड होने के बावजूद नौजवानों में टैलेंट होने के बावजूद स्किल डेवलपमेंट न होने से युवाओं के लिए नौकरी पाना अत्यंत कठिन हो गया था। ये हमारी सरकार है जिसने युवाओं में स्किल डेवलपमेंट की गंभीरता को समझा है।
Under this scheme, around 1 crore 63 lakh youths have been trained till July this year, of which 45% are women. The fourth phase of the scheme has already begun, which will continue till next year. The trained youth are not only encouraged to choose their preferred careers, but are also being supported to start their own businesses. The Skill India mission is not only empowering the youth, but are also giving them recognition on global stage.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has made significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector to provide relief to the common man. The GST rates on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18%, have now been made completely tax-free. This move is expected to encourage wider adoption of health insurance, reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses for middle-class families. The government has also waived off taxes on 33 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases to provide affordable and long-term treatments for chronic illnesses. Along with that, the GST on various medicines and medical equipment such as gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers and thermometers have also been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.